The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We've got the other guy today. Mr. Dean is pursuing those things which are necessary, folks, for us to keep and maintain our liberty. Now, one of the things that we talked about yesterday that's very relevant today is the President of the United States using little children as his quote. This is a common phrase out there right now. His human shields. And I want to break right into it. We're going to cover more about our Facebook, the website, and things like that, and how you can stay active, how you can stay involved. But folks, this is taking precedent right now. I want to cut over to the dictator-in-chief, the tyrant. Bradley, we just covered this last week. Bradley has written several articles on it, and his columns have been posted about dictators, how they rule. From fascism to communism to socialism to dictatorship. And applying it to this administration. As he sits with children surrounding him, signing 23 executive orders. An executive order, folks, according to the Constitution, is not law or the creation of law. This man is out of control. He is using his office because he's being allowed to continue and persist. We talked about the fraud that was brought in to bring this man in. And we've got feedback from fools out there still pounding the racism drum. These fools that have engaged in this debate are the ones that you see on the mainstream. But you folks out there are thinkers. And you're going to think with me today on the Sons of Liberty. Because it's one thing to take what's been thrown to us. It's another thing to think upon it. Take wisdom. Take counsel with the Lord. And to take action. We should have been taking action months ago. Years ago. Decades ago. But folks, you're at the point now where it comes in the Word of God, where you continue to turn a deaf ear to the things of God, and he says, fine, have it your way. I don't believe we're there yet, folks, but this is another prime example of the importance of this administration causing itself to be a criminal against the American people by means that I'll let the president say himself. Let's roll that, Kerry. got a piece. Barack Obama stood out and signed 23 executive orders aimed at curbing gun violence, or so he says. Now, you and I aren't stupid. We know exactly what this is about. We know exactly what the mentality is. We know exactly what the agenda is and what the end of it is. And it's what they've been pushing on. They're using the blood of people. They're using the blood of children. Oh, yeah. You would think that a president of the United States would actually care when people get killed. And so he says with his lips, he does care. But then with his actions, as he's legislating from the executive office, what is he promoting? The murder of children. What is he promoting? The destruction and the breakdown of the family unit, which is the basis for all of our country's government and liberty and growth and prosperity. The family, the way that God designed it. He welcomes in terrorist groups and terrorist funding. And here's what he had to say for you.
As a society, keeping our children safe. This is how we will be judged.
Stop. Stop that right there. Start it over. I want you to listen to what he's saying out of his own mouth. This dictator, we've been covering him for weeks, folks. This is exactly how they govern. They surround themselves with the little children. We need to help the little children as this man propagates the murder and destruction and the tearing to pieces the flesh of little children inside of mothers' wombs. Listen to what he says.
This is our first task as a society, keeping our children safe. This is how we will be judged.
Did you hear that? Out of his own lips, this is how we're going to be judged. He's exactly right. This lying criminal, out of his own lips, blurts out the truth. This is how we will be judged, and it's how we're being judged right now, and he is a reflection of that judgment in the White House today. Keep it going.
Children safe. This is how we will be judged. And their voices should compel us to change. And that's why last month I asked Joe to lead an effort along with members of my cabinet to come up with some concrete steps we can take right now.
Right now.
To keep our children safe.
Stop. Dictators, when do they want to act? Well, give it about 10 years. Let's wait for the people to become educated and make the choice. Let's let the people through legislation. No, it's never that. It's right now. Necessity is the plea of tyrants. It's hidden behind every bill this administration has ramrodded through. And our Constitution, as beautiful as it is, it puts up huge stop signs and does not allow this type of bureaucracy to roll over the people without giving them a chance to respond. And what do you hear? It's crickets. I don't care if the mainstream media doesn't cover it. That's not the purpose. That's not the point. Excuse me. The point is what are we standing on and for? What are we tolerating? Now you're seeing governors stand up en masse around the country. You're seeing sheriffs stand up and say, I will not implement this. And if you send your federal thugs into our state, they're going to be arrested and thrown in jail. Why, folks, are we dragging our feet on this president? He belongs to be impeached immediately. Last term. Should have never got in again. I don't care about political charades. It is that time to do the right thing. It's always right now, folks. This man has gone too far. Out of his own lips, he shall be judged. And folks, let it be at the judgment of the righteous in this nation. We'll be right back.
Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Last segment. You can hear me screaming or you can hear me upset, and that's fine because I am. But you need to hear with your own ears what this man is saying. I don't know how many different ways, how many different voice inflections and tones a person can use to say that this man is a criminal against his own country. He is not misled. He isn't somebody that has a different political philosophy. That's not what he has. He is attacking you. Daily. And now he has the nerve to put little children in front of him as he expresses their concerns, he says. Children are rioting me because they want to be more safe in the schools. No! Public government schools are brainwashing kids, turning them into zombies and robots, telling young ladies that they can murder their own children in the womb, putting them on antidepressant drugs so they turn into zombies. Those are the kids you're talking about, Obama. That's who's writing to you. It isn't no normal thinking, American, truly based upon American ideals and values, child that is writing you anything. Those children, like our children, have written you and told you about your blasphemies, have told you about your unlawful regimes, have told you about the way that you don't protect the most innocent victim in the womb, yet you somehow want to now protect school children? Those are normal thinking kids. What he surrounded himself with is those that have got the sickness rubbed off on them, and it's not sickness, it's criminality. And it's incurable, folks. And my prayer daily is that God, the judgment would come in this country. I know it will come. It has to come. But let it come at the hands of your righteous. Let us have the ability by the grace of God given to us to purge the threshing floor. Not just talk of it on the radio. Not just pursue it in our personal lives and raise our children that way. But to be able to stand in the public. So that posterity looks back upon this generation and said, they would not tolerate what happened. And that God, you would show yourself strong on our behalf in Jesus' name. The Bible says, for when thy judgments are on the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And right after that verse, it says, let favor be showed to the wicked. Yea, will he not learn righteousness? He will not learn it. Give him all the favor you want. Give Obama all the passes you want. Maybe he'll get it someday. Maybe we'll educate him. Maybe we can persuade him. Maybe we can do enough backdoor deals where we can buy ourselves time. He's not interested in that. In the land of uprightness. I don't care how upright you are as a nation. You don't think like him. You don't talk like him. You don't have the same ideology he does because he's a monster created through regimes that have been passed on through centuries because these social engineers have been studying you, America, and looking for your weaknesses so they can exploit them. That's what they do. Woe unto them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds, the Bible says in Micah. That's what they do. They go to sleep thinking about it. They wake up thinking about it. While you're enjoying Christmas and Thanksgiving and the weekend and the game, they're thinking about it and scheming on it. They're utilizing tragedies like Sandy Hook and Columbine and shootings in theaters. They're utilizing those to push their agenda because we won't utilize them in order to push liberty and freedom. And that's not in this camp. If you're a son or daughter of liberty, that's what you're doing. Because it does not take a majority to prevail, as Samuel Adams said. But an irate, tireless minority, keen, vigilant, awake, on setting brush fires of liberty in the hearts of their fellow man. Where does liberty come from? Look at the book of Leviticus. Liberty comes from our source. It's God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's the talking points. That's the dialogue. My gosh, I go through these conservative sites all day long, and they have their little banner ads with their little half-naked women on them. Where does that belong in this fight?
Oh, well, I enjoy having a good beer once a week. You know, I like having a beer with the guys.
Where do we have time for that? Your enemies are scheming day and night, and they will not be stopped but with action. They love it when you're drinking, when you're looking at girls. They love it when you commit adultery. I want to keep playing Obama, and I want you to hear his words. Listen to this monster, because that is what he is, utilizing the blood of little children and then putting him in front of them, just like Hitler. Hitler's youth, remember? He loved them. He would give them awards. He would show up to their banquets, and they worshipped him. Keep sending your kid to a government school, and that's exactly what they'll be doing to this administration, to the point where they'll turn on you, parents. Maybe then you'll wake up.
To reduce the broader epidemic of gun violence in this country. And we can't put this off any longer. Just last Thursday, as TV networks were covering one of Joe's meetings on this topic, news broke of another school shooting, this one in California. In the month since 20 precious children and 6 brave adults were violently taken from us at Sandy Hook Elementary, more than 900 of our fellow Americans have reportedly died at the end of a gun.
Now, if you're like me, you're going to stop and say, hold the phone. In California, there's a school shooting. That is the most loopy, crazy, whacked system of government in these United States is right out there. There's a few people that contend with them on the East Coast, too, as far as states go. Our children are not safe in public schools because they're teaching kids how to be Islamic terrorists in their curriculum. They're having a day where they plan on a jihad. Why are our schools not safe? It ain't because people have guns to protect themselves. In those school systems, they seek to usurp God from all of their curriculum. Why aren't our schools safe? He tells us, in the light of Sandy Hook, 20 people killed, 6 adults. Over 900 people last month were killed. How about the 18 states of their populations that have been eradicated through about abortion? How about the 3,700 children killed per day? We're not talking 900 people in a month by a weapon that ultimately, folks, militaries have used against their own people. And that's exactly at the end of this guy's agenda. Because it's the same playbook. You can't have arms, but we can. His children are surrounded by armed guards. Why don't you send armed guards to California to protect those kids then, Obama? And you pay for it if you care so much about them. But instead, he wants to take those guns away. He wants to brainwash your kids against you. This is what he's doing, and he's telling you about it right now as he signs an unlawful, unconstitutional, and therefore criminal 23 executive orders aimed at curbing gun violence. We don't need to listen to the rest. You can find it on our Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Then he goes on and he encourages Congress to act. It seems to me, and we teach the Constitution at the Sons of Liberty, we have a 12-week course that's available for you to take starting in February. Seems to me that in the Constitution, the lawmaking body, that arm of government, is Congress. So now, dictator-in-chief steps out ahead of Congress, creates a myth. It's an unlaw. And says, okay, well, you can follow suit if you'd like. I'd really encourage you to do it. I'd really encourage you to do it. And then you have clowns. I can't even believe these people. I don't like name-calling. But the word moron comes to mind. Because this is how backwards this man is. Hank Johnson. Hank Johnson was the man. And of course, he does happen to be black. I want you to know that. For the record. What relevance does that have? None. Until he makes it have relevance, and you're going to hear it. We need a constitutional amendment that would allow the legislature to control the so-called free speech rights of corporations. Guess what, folks? You don't have a Second Amendment. You don't have a First Amendment. As a matter of fact, you don't have any amendments. You don't have a country left because you don't have a means to protect yourself against an out-of-control government system. And you have lunatics like Hank Johnson who take an oath of office on the Bible to uphold the Constitution, telling us we need to get rid of the First Amendment. Guys, they don't need bayonets and daggers. Once that's gone, they won't even need it.
Oh, well, I'd react differently if all of a sudden Congress ordered the army to take over its own people. What did they do through NDAA?
The ability all sets there, but let me tell you what, it's smoke. It's a myth. Because there's no muscle behind it. The only muscle they got is in action. Hank Johnson goes on to criticize the NRA. He said the NRA could not get over the election of a black president. They could not get over the first election, and they're still shell-shocked at the second election, he said. That's a pun, shell-shocked. Ha, 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 ha. In a press conference on Wednesday. I'm letting it sink in. I'm letting people think. It's sinking into me more and more daily, folks. It's not radical to love your country. It is not radical to love the Constitution. It is not radical to be a Christian. It's right. But the further we slide down this cesspool, the more radical light begins. Because cockroaches hate the darkness, folks. Let judgment come at the hands of the righteous in truth. In Jesus' name.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We've got Jake, the other guy. I want to bring up, too, on these last two segments, Bradley has been talking about this incessantly for the past 2 weeks, writing columns on it. I encourage you, get a hold of some of those columns so you know what we're talking about. This ministry has a very prophetic edge. It's looking forward because that's what God does for his servants. He allows you to look forward so you can prepare yourself to act. And that's what we're doing right now. I want to read the book of Psalms. Psalm 3, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Folks, this is equally applicable to each one of you that walks in the countenance of God. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. And they haven't done that yet either, folks. Just so you know, there is not 10,000s of people that can stand against the righteousness of a nation that submits itself to God. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. That's my hope. That is our hope, folks. It goes nowhere else but that. And that is a guaranteed hope. We have with us today on the Sons of Liberty, Mr. David Fiorazzo. I hope I pronounced that last name right. That's a tricky one, David.
Hey, Jake, that was perfect.
Fantastic.
And, thanks for having me. I could listen to you go off all day on this. It's so important and how timely that all this is happening right now.
It is timely, and we're going to talk about that with you. David is an author, a radio personality. He's got his own show in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Speaker, writer, professional actor. I noticed this, too, in your bio. You were touring around the United States as a drummer in Christian bands. I happen to know a Christian drummer. As a matter of fact, he's the host of this radio show, Bradley Bean. And
yeah.
Folks, that's JunkyardProfit.com. If you want to see the radical music that Junkyard Prophet puts out, it's very Sons of Liberty-ish. But David, what bands were you in?
It was called DOX, Defenders of the Cross.
Okay.
And it was not quite metal, but it was hard rock.
Gotcha.
And, that was in the late 80s, early 90s.
Play skillfully, make a loud noise, the Book of Psalms says. Let's get to your book. Now, David just published a book. It's called Eradicate, Blotting Out God in America. Now, I had to take a double take at that because I'm so sick of the defeatist mentality. Oh, they're taking God out of America. You are telling America to eradicate the blotting of God out in America, correct?
Well, the book is written to Christians, to believers, to conservatives who still say God is the God of the impossible.
Amen.
So, yes, there is a war on Christians, on Christianity, on our Judeo-Christian principles, but the people need to wake up. And this is, my book is one of many, probably, that's just another warning, sounding the alarm, like what you guys do on the radio every day. You know, we're trying to wake up the remnant. We're trying to get sleepy believers and people that still want to hang on to a little bit of hope and get them active, because I think it's apathy that's killing us.
You know, you have a chapter in this book, and it deals with the last 50 years in America. What are a few of the most devastating events, affecting Christianity?
Well, it's interesting. It starts at the timeline of 50 years to now, or to when I finished the books, was 1962 to 2012.
Sure.
They took prayer out of schools, the Bible out of schools. I think 1980 it was the Ten Commandments out. But you have to look at, along with some of those major decisions, and then, you know, Roe v. Wade, of course. We're on the 40-year anniversary of that. But in America, what's happened is, along with these decisions, what's been replaced, what's been put into play, perversity and, homosexuality and, promiscuity, everything that's into the public school system, that's into government, corruption, and into the media. Our media no longer tells the truth, as I don't need to tell your listeners that. But these are the problems we have. What's been taken out, which was part of our foundation, our Christian foundation in America, has been replaced with something far worse and damaging to our country.
And this is what they do. It gets under this guise of progressive. We're moving forward. Anybody heard that slogan lately? As a matter of fact, some of the mass of the mainstream media has picked up that slogan as well, namely MSNBC. Moving forward. So what they attempt to do, and this is on a sleeping populace. You have a chapter, actually, that deals with this. You could name two things. What is the main reason America and the church are in the condition in which we find ourselves today? I'm going to let you answer that. People get to hear us every day talk about that.
Okay.
The book, again, is called Eradicate, Blotting Out God in America. And this is written by David Fiorazzo. Mm-hmm. And you can go to blottingoutgod.com or davidfiorazzo.com. Good luck trying to spell that. So we'll stick with the first. David?
Blottingoutgod.com. The two major problems causing the spiritual and moral decline. One, the obvious, the secular agenda to eradicate Christianity, to blot out God. And then the second one is on our part. The complacency, the apathy, the silence of Christians, of conservatives, of people, traditional Americans. So there's two things that are going on at the same time. And by the way, on my website, I have written about Fast and Furious, which we're talking about. I love what you're saying about
yes.
The power grab and the gun control. I wrote about Fast and Furious, which the media let that die. Benghazi, the media let that die. Then Sandy Hook comes up, and here we are in this public debate, and I believe that Obama was elected because people allowed God to be blotted out, so people, their standards of morality just dropped. We lowered our standards. Fewer Christians and conservatives voted, possibly because of Romney being in there, but you can go on a list of reasons there. But so this all contributed to Obama being elected at this time in our country. And so that's which intensifies this debate. But the book will help you understand, and it accomplishes three things. It helps you understand and fight or resist and also overcome the anti-Christian agenda, the apathy in the church, and the decline of morality and culture, because I read about all three of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I want to say two things. The Constitution says we the people, not we the press. Too many people get drugged by the nose about what the media is and isn't putting out there. You're exactly right. Of course, they squelched on Fast and Furious because they were caught, busted,
yeah,
red-handed. So it's cover, cover, cover. But the Constitution doesn't say,
well, you've got to pay attention to the media, and what they say is what goes.
It's we the people. I believe the people let that one go. If you move forward a little bit more, I think even with this election, you brought up Obama and Christians not voting. I think this election was very psychological. I think even though America is where it's at right now, they still weren't stupid enough to put Obama in office. I think that was fraud, and I think it was a psychological sign to the American people that no matter what you do, we got control. And that is not true, folks. It is not true at all. That's my thought. Through this book, you're still optimistic, David. You're still optimistic of the hope that's in America. You're not writing, you know, an end times or Jesus is coming soon. See, here's all the signs. You know, the truth has left the media. People said this could never happen in America. It is now. Why are you optimistic? Give the people hope. And again, the website is blottingoutgod.com. Boy, that's kind of a morbid website, but that's where you can find the book. I'm sure it was because it was shorter. The whole title is Eradicate Blotting Out God in America.
Yeah, well, we can have hope because of Christ, because of who we believe in, who our hope is in, the Word. He is perfect. He is the eternal God. We are not. However, we have to live in this temporary world and in this country with everything going on right now. It's the perfect storm right now. And you mentioned something earlier about, you know, God judging America. I think he already is.
Yep.
To what extent can be debated, but he already is by allowing some of this to happen. So we can have hope because we have free speech. Because if you believe in the Constitution and the Second Amendment, we still have guns and we still have the freedom to use them. And if you also believe in the ability to worship freely in this country. So there are some major things that have not been squelched or taken away from us. And I hesitate to say yet, but that's the direction it's going. And this is why we can still have hope, because we still have power. We are the majority. The Christians in America, conservatives in America and Christians in America, it's just that the liberals have the mouthpiece of the media. They have the megaphone, and they are the minority, but because of, you know, the power that they have, that's why there's this lack of accountability in government. That's why Obama's getting away with so much. But we can still have hope because we have a voice, and you're doing your job, I'm doing my job. There's a lot of people there. There's more citizen journalists than I've ever seen.
Yep.
And they continue to increase daily. And, you know, God bless the average American person that just said, you know what, I'm fed up, and I've never been involved in politics before, but I'm going to do something. And that's what you and I think most of us are trying to do, is just to mobilize more people. So we have a lot to hope in, but we've got to get off our butts, and we've got to wake up. People, fellow believers especially.
Stay active and stay vigilant. Thank you for being with us. David Fiorazzo and his new book, Eradicate Blotting Out God in America. And folks, you're going to learn a lot. There's chapters in here. He's talking about the NEA to get you educated. But as he said, and as what he is doing and proving, that he's able to go out and bring this message to America and get people's butts off the seats. How do you do that? You enlighten. How do you do that? First, you got to show them that they're sick. What does the law of the Lord do? It's perfect, converting the soul. Show them the law. Show them that these men are not just
misled and Democrats or misled and left wing or conservatives, but you know, they're rhinos.
They're not just that. They either abide by the law or they break the law. They're either law abiders or they're criminals. And just because they serve in office does not mean that there is not an accountability to the law that they're supposed to uphold. A police officer is doubly accountable to the law because he's an officer of that law. This government is no different, never has been, and that will never change. It may change in somebody's mind, but it doesn't change the fact. It's just like law that happened today, supposedly. Obama signs an executive order. That ain't law. He can call it a law, he can write it on paper with law, he can have a gun to enforce it, but it don't make it a law. God is the lawgiver, and the purpose of government is to secure your rights, not rip them from your hands. And they can't rip them from your hands unless you be unvigilant. Stay vigilant, folks, in America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, to find that book that David wrote. Thank you so much, David. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. they bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And we just had David Fiorazzo on our show, and he sent his book, Eradicating, Blotting Out God in America. This is what he said in the front cover. Bradley, way to fight the good fight. God bless you, and keep sharing and speaking the truth. And he found out about the Sons of Liberty. I'm not sure exactly how, but it compelled him enough to send this book, because he believes in what we're fighting for. He believes as we believe. But he felt the spirit behind what we're fighting for. There's got to be a spirit to the fight, folks. You know, it's always said, it doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight. It matters how big the fight is in the dog. And people get that. And they get it when they listen to the Sons of Liberty. And I'm encouraged daily. I want to read a couple comments. Bradley's newest article that we just posted last night on News with Views. It's called Public Schools Are Teaching What? People don't have a clue of what's being taught in public schools for the most part. This person, this reader said, is a very informative article about what the public schools are actually teaching. Richard said that. Good info, said Laura. I will pass it on to others. Do these churches ever warn parents to remove their kids and homeschool or send them to Christian schools? Few, if any, dot, dot, dot. But let's get out of that mentality. It doesn't matter if there's few. George Washington, his army was 3% of the population in America. A teeny colony compared to the empire of the British. But they won. Remember what Samuel Adams said? An irate, tireless minority. With you and God, you're the majority. God is the majority. With God, there is hope. I read Psalm 3 on the last break. We had another person email. I just found you on a WordPress blog that I follow. Guys, I bring these up not because, oh, I'm telling you about all the wonderful things we're doing. I'm telling you because you really need to read. I'm a huge fan of Bradley's columns because they demand action and resolve, and he's speaking on talking points that are for the people, not against the people. And what do I mean by against? You can say with your words you're for something, but the spirit behind what you're saying can actually be against and bring defeat. These columns don't bring defeat. I found you on a WordPress blog that I follow, Political Cavilcraft. I've never looked at that blog, but that's what he follows. For some of the videos I've seen of Bradley, you are spot on. And we pray that with every day you gain more strength and support to continue your ministry. May God bless you for your righteous efforts. I bring that up to bring this up. We are a nonprofit, folks. We are a reflection of what you give to. Our ability to write these columns, our new columns, we just added more yesterday. Western Journalism is now picking them up. They're a big site out of Arizona. Very big. Godfather Politics, same thing. Freedom Fighter Radio, Conservative Daily News, and Patriot Newswire. That's just this week, in the past week. These people are catching a hold of what you're supporting, America, of what you're listening to, of what you're sending emails to, of how you retweet and re-Facebook and share the columns. They're supporting you because of the work you're doing. We get to be figureheads here on the radio on Sons of Liberty Radio. But it's folks like you doing that are getting in the trenches and bearing the fruit with us. We represent, first of all, Him who saved us and loved us and died for us and redeemed our soul. And that same redemption is applicable to the United States of America when we apply it. Your support is important, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, on our website, on the front page, there's banners hanging. One is for the My War series. It's a documentary film. Get to see what this gentleman was talking about when he emailed about the videos. They're spot on. They're all conglomerated into one series. It's called the My War series. It's $75 right now, and you support our cause for justice. It's a donation, and you get the product with you. A five-part documentary series. Bradley edited for over 2 years. Fresh content. Stuff where we're going into public schools. Sometimes being asked to leave with armed guards. But what they didn't realize is after we left, we went to another facility and the place was packed out. Because the kids know when they're being told no for the wrong reasons, they're going to go after it. And that's the hope in this generation. That's what we've been reaching. You donate $100 today, you get a silver dollar donation. Click on that banner in the upper left-hand corner of our website. It says support our cause for justice. Click on it. You'll find out all the ways you can donate. You can become a son or daughter of liberty. And say, hey, I stand with Bradley and Jake every day. I am a son or daughter of liberty. We have benefits packages. We get web streams. You get complimentary memberships to our constitutional teaching course. You may get some hats. You may get novelties. And that's all fun. Those are frills. And it's good to identify yourself with them. But the important part is, folks, the message is moving on and it's growing stronger. And I want to thank each one of you for being a part of that. And, folks, if you're listening now, this is your first time. You weren't aware that you could support in some way, shape, or form other than just tuning in. Folks, there's multitudes of ways you can do it. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We covered a few stories in the first two segments. I want to cover this story because I was on a panel last night being interviewed, and I brought up about the hundreds of thousands of people that converged on the Eiffel Tower to protest gay marriage. They say, quote, it's a change in civilization that we don't want. Now, even the people in France, that most of them being Catholics, but most of them are secularists. I don't know how that works. But they realize that, hey, hold on a second. We gave the gays civil unions, but now they want children. Children, children, children. It's all about the children. Public schools are teaching what? Bradley just released it. Find it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Western Civilization just posted it. News with Views just posted it. Political Outpost, and it's right there on our Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Hundreds of thousands of people in France have now realized what it's all about. See, they gave them civil unions. They thought they'd be content with that. Well, look, if you want to have this sexually deviant lifestyle, go do it by yourself. But the sexual deviant people don't want to stop there, just like sin doesn't want to stop there, just like Satan doesn't want to stop there, just like the devil never has stopped there. As a matter of fact, that word devil, Satan, Lucifer, it literally means adversary, as in war. Whether or not you're in a war, folks, your head may be in the clouds, you are in a war. And it's every single day. Not just as a Christian, it is manifesting itself in multitudes of ways. The only way to eradicate that is by stepping in the Christian power and the redemption source. But all these people converged on the Eiffel Tower, and I had quoted there was 340,000 last night on this panel. 52%, and somebody corrected me and said, no, it was more like 800,000. 800,000 in little France. It's actually pretty big compared to Europe. As a country in Europe, but 800,000 in a predominantly secularist Catholic society. They gave us the Enlightenment, folks. Where they eradicated God, they eradicated Easter, Christmas, turned the work week into 10 days, eliminated the Sabbath day, made it a point to say there's no life after death because, you know, man can be liberated by his own thought and his own minds, and then they took the head off of their king, and then they plunged into anarchy, and then Napoleon, the great dictator, took over because he saw an opportunity where an immoral people were sporadic and spread out, and they had no leadership because there was no moral strength. Of course, that's a perfect way for a dictator to step in. No different than this administration is taking advantage of. 52% of the French favor legalizing gay marriage, according to the polls. But this was a survey that was released down from the high 65% 6 months ago. You know why? Because people got up off the couch and they started moving and demanding. Harlem Désir, listen to this, folks. This is the resolve of those political leaders once they get there. Harlem Désir, the leader of Holland's Socialist Party, Holland referring to the president of France, he's from the Socialist Party, folks. They literally have parties like that in other countries. It really does exist. That's why you can speak 2020 to their agendas. You know exactly what they're going for because they've done it all through history. And the end is always the same. Less liberty for you, death and destruction for you, and utter turmoil in society. But this particular leader, Harlem, said about the protest, it's not going to affect the proposal's progress. 800,000 people are here protesting? No. It's not going to affect our progress. The Socialist Party controls Parliament, he said, where the bill is expected to be introduced on Tuesday with a vote following public debate at the end of January. I'm sorry, what is 800,000 people protesting around the Eiffel Tower? Is that not public debate? No, he's referring to the controlled public debate. That his socialist regime has moved in to control. Folks, we are not in France, but I'm giving you that as an example. Look to the Bible. Look to the God of our fathers that established this nation. Look to the Constitution. There is liberty. There is liberty, folks. We are walking in every day. Now use that liberty and bring forth justice in your country. Not social justice, godly justice that God will vindicate through his son, Jesus Christ. We need to end the abortion industry. We need to do it with our hands, folks. Don't expect God to do what you're not willing to do. We'll be with you tomorrow, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.